On the KSRO live line with us this morning is the police chief of Sebastopol, Jeffrey Weaver. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Chief Weaver, I probably should call you.
No, Jeffrey's just fine.
Okay, thanks. Now, last night, the Sebastopol City Council approved a couple of resolutions, one of them being supportive of California's SB 54, which is looking out, again, for the rights of immigrants in the state. And how does this affect you as the chief of police, Jeffrey? Because sometimes the chief of police doesn't necessarily agree with these sanctuary city-like moves.
Well, actually, our resolution, the not the support of SB 54, but the resolution for the city of Sebastopol that also passed last night, all that does is reaffirm what we're already doing, makes the public aware of the policies that already exist within the Sebastopol Police Department. Our mayor brought this forward. She was very inclusive in the process, included me in the deliberations of how the wording should be. And so my job is to make sure that I inform the council as to anything that they might do that would affect our ability to do our job. Same as the fire chief, same as the public works director. That's what our job is. And then they make decisions from there. So I had no concerns that this is going to impair our ability to keep the community safe, because it doesn't change anything from what we're doing already.
So then, do you have to take your lead from the council, the governor, President Trump? How is so confusing?
So the council sets policy for the city of Sebastopol, and we implement that policy. But as I said, any good council, and our council does this, turns to staff and says, hey, how is this going to affect you?
Right.
How is this going to impinge on your ability to do your job? And because this is a change that we made years ago, this is simply shining a light on what we're doing. But you're right, it could be challenging to have multiple layers of legislation coming from the city council level, the state level, and the federal level. But then it's up to the courts to determine who gets to, which law is appropriate and trumps the other.
Well, as the chief of police in Sebastopol, Jeff, what is the biggest concern from the chief of police's point of view about what's happening nationwide with regard to immigration? What's your biggest concern about Sebastopol?
Well, speaking specifically in my role as the police chief for our community, I did hear a lot of concern last night and have heard it through the community that you're going to have children, who are legally in the country coming home from our local schools and their parents won't be there because they've been deported. How realistic that concern is, I don't know. So far, we've heard a lot, but haven't seen a lot from what the federal government intends to do. My inkling is that they're not going to be sweeping into residential homes in communities like Sebastopol and gathering up parents while their kids are at school. I just don't see that happening. However, many in the immigrant community do fear that. And so that was part of the motivation for the city council to say, hey, look, at least you should know in our community, our police department's not going to be part of that should it occur.
Well, and Chief, just to back you up a little bit, I mean, maybe this is a bit of a stretch, but you were adopted as a young boy, and you could feel that the link there between immigrants losing their kids and you and your situation and your family story.
Huh. I guess I don't relate the two. My adoptive parents are my parents. I was adopted when I was less than 30 days old, so I don't have that same. I don't connect my personal story to the immigrant issue, but when you have, we had a student from Manley High School speak at the council last night, so very well spoken, and then a parent, not her parent, but a different parent, talking from both ends of the spectrum as a student who's being asked by people at Manley, are you ready to move back to Mexico with your family when they get deported, even though the daughter is legal? And then the mother sending her kids off to school and worrying that she won't be there at the end of the day when they come back. And again, I'm not suggesting that those fears are going to be realized.
We just don't know.
That's yet to be seen.
Right.
But the fears are very real.
Well, Chief Weaver, I think there's so much to continue to unfold about this issue in Sonoma County. Countywide, it seems the stance is clear in protection, as it's each city and the county can do with regard to immigration. Thanks so much for your input about Sebastopol's role at this point.
It's my pleasure. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, Jeff. That's Police Chief of Sebastopol, Chief Jeffrey Weaver on KSRO.